Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has won Democratic Party caucuses in Michigan and Washington State by a wide margin. With more than 90% of precincts reporting, Senator Kerry had won a decisive 50% of the vote in Michigan, far ahead of former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who trailed at 17%. Mr. Kerry also won nearly 50% of the vote in Washington State, with 4 out of 5 precincts reporting. Mr. Dean also came in second there at 30%. The two wins give Mr. Kerry 9 victories in the 11 Democratic primaries and caucuses held so far. He became the front runner last month after winning contests in Iowa and New Hampshire. Speaking Saturday in Virginia, the Massachusetts senator looked ahead to the general election as he called President Bush and his advisors extreme. Mr. Kerry is anticipating Republican criticism that his positions are too liberal. He says he and his fellow Democrats represent the American mainstream.
I have news this time for George Bush and Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie and the rest of their friends. I am not going to back down. I am one Democrat who knows how to fight back, and I've only just begun to fight.
The northeastern state of Maine will hold caucuses on Sunday, but Mr. Kerry's biggest challenge will be Tuesday's primaries in Virginia and Tennessee. His leading challengers there are 2 Southern candidates, North Carolina Senator John Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark. Both trailed far behind in Washington and Michigan, but hope for a better showing in the Southern states. Howard Dean, the former Democratic frontrunner, suffered a setback Saturday when a major labor union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, withdrew its support. Mr. Dean is pinning his hopes on a win in Wisconsin February 17th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.